Well, he's slight in nature, but Gunawan Mohammed is a towering figure in Indonesian journalism. Many years following his retirement from Tempo magazine, which is a bit of a legendary magazine around these parts, he remains a symbol of press freedom. The magazine was known for its challenging voice and investigative scoops, and it was banned for 4 years from 1994 under the rule of the then-president Suharto. But despite this, he says his career in journalism was not one of choice. It was something of a necessity. He's now in his 70s, and Gunawan Mohammed no longer works in the news. These days, his base is Komunitas Salihara. It's an arts centre in South Jakarta, which he co-founded. And RN Drive's executive producer, Beverly Wang, went and paid him a visit in Salihara, and this is what he said.
So where are these special trees?
Oh, here. It's called Lontar tree. It's a tree which, in the old days, pre-print days, used to or pencil to write. Lontar also means pen.
Gunawan Mohammed is showing me some rare and unusual trees that grow in the courtyard of Komunitas Salihara.
There's another tree called very techie names.
Techie names?
Yeah, I don't like the name.
Well, what's the techie name? I'm curious.
Yeah, Perdamaian. Peace.
Peace tree?
It's very cliche, Perdamaian.
An aversion to cliches and trees named Pen and Peace. It's fitting foliage for the poet, writer, and journalist. The former Tempo magazine editor now spends his time focusing on opera, poetry, festivals, and other performances.
I've always been a writer. When I was an editor, I wrote poetry still. Journalism for me was a filled gap. Poetry doesn't pay, and journalism did pay a lot. Both have to deal with the issues of freedom. Freedom of expression. So when you work in the art world, when you work with in the journalism, you have to be aware of the precarious state of freedom. That's why you have to be part of sometimes a political activism.
That sense of vigilance is written in Salihara's DNA. It's the offspring of Utang Kayu, an art center created during the time of Tempo magazine's banning, and which functioned as a cover for more subversive activities. These days, Utang Kayu is a media and cultural hub.
When we started Utang Kayu, we started it as a semi-underground site. That was during the Suharto regime, the last years of the regime. Now, today, we don't have to do that again anymore. So we have more freedom and more opportunity to develop really artistic and intellectual resources for this country without having to fight at the same time for freedom of expression. Of course, you have to be always aware that the state of freedom everywhere, and especially in this country, is always precarious.
Where are the dangers coming from?
Religious groups and the intolerance of the society now, any religion, mostly Muslims, but also sometimes Christians are not that open-hearted too.
Are you happy with the state of journalism and media today in Indonesia?
No, not really. After we get freedom of the press, we also get this opening for all kinds of journalism. I don't mind about having that bad journalism exist, but it doesn't mean that it helps to create, to promote intelligence. And the worst of all is television. Television here is really a trash. An accumulation of trash.
So does that make you feel discouraged considering everything that you have done to try to promote freedom of speech in Indonesia?
Yes, yes, yes. But then I have another outlet. My real habitat is the art. Journalism is transitory, my transitory being.
The Indonesian man of letters, Gunawan Mohammed, speaking to RN Drive's EP, Beverly Wang there.